Gary Cox took the tenor solo on that Steve Gray arrangement of Cottontail, one of Ellington's finest swingers, based on the same chord sequence as Gershwin's I Got Rhythm, with a rearranged melody line proving there's nothing new. Today, Tom Cubis does it. Yesterday, Duke Ellington did it. The late 30s and early 40s saw Ellington writing some of his best love melodies. Some he wrote alone, some with Billy Strayhorn, and some with his musicians. Ron Teasel was in Ellington's trombone section for most of his career, apart from a couple of brief excursions to Harry James, and he came up with the melody for Caravan. On this transcription by Barry Forgy, you'll hear the muted trumpet of Brian Rankin and the tenor of Gary Cox. Thank you. Rankin on muted trumpet, joined by Mark White, unmuted, for the third and most successful of Ellington's theme tunes, written for him by Billy Strayhorn, Take the A-Train. Before that, he'd used East St. Louis Toodaloo and Solitude. Well, we'll leave Ellington for a while and take a ladder, courtesy of jazz organist Shelley Scott.
Thank you.
Take a Ladder, composed by American organist Shirley Scott and arranged for the band by Tony Faulkner, with solos from Paul Eshelby, Vic Ash, Russell Howarth and Andy Vinter. Andy takes the solo on the next one, along with guitarist Graham Ather, and it's a composition by Sean Whittle, son of Tommy Whittle, no stranger to this band. There on guitar on Sean Whittle's Second Sight. And back to the music of Duke Ellington, and this time we go back to his Cotton Club days in the early 30s, which produced that vintage Ellington sound. Solos here from Paul Eshelby, Barry Robinson, Eddie Lorcan and Jay Craig on The Mooch. Thank you. Duke Ellington's The Mooch. And that arrangement was by the late Sid Phillips, and transcribed for the band by our man out front, Barry Forgy. Well, who hasn't had a solo tonight? We've been scattering them around with wild abandon. Jim Lawless on the vibes, so take one on this, Jim. Vic Ash is there on tenor, and this also dates from the 30s. Softly as in a morning sunrise. Is in a morning sunrise with Jim Lawless on the vibes, and quite right too, because he arranged it. Nice one, Jim. That's about it. Just a reminder that we'll be at the Civic Hall in Stratford-on-Avon this coming Friday, when our guest will be Jeff Hooper. So hope to see some of you there. But don't forget, we'll be back with you again in 1 hour from now with another recreation from the golden days of radio. Tonight, it's the turn of Harry James and his music makers from the Meadowbrook Ballroom in New Jersey in November 1944. Big Band Special, back on the air next Monday, when you'll be able to hear the first half of a concert we recorded recently in Kilmarnock with star guest Mark Nightingale. Big Band Special has been a Bob McDowell production, starring the BBC Big Band, conducted by Barry Forgy. I'm Sheila Tracy, and I hope you can join us again at 10. Thank you.